Blog Talk Radio.
Much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and also director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. This ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a loved one. The purpose of our ministry is to love widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, "Honor widows that are widows indeed." That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that you all had a wonderful week. And I'm so excited about our show tonight. We have a guest speaker, and there is so much to talk about her, but she has so much accolades, things that she has done and things that she is doing, but I'm going to give you a brief bio of her, and she will pretty much in the next three session of our shows, you're going to learn more and more about her. But our guest speaker is Elder Caller Norman Davis. She is an ordained elder. She's a preacher, author, teacher, public speaker, wide world traveler, entrepreneur, mother, wife, and daughter. Elder Davis also is an educator by profession. Caller Davis holds a BS degree in cum laude, an education from the University of Wisconsin, Madison, and an MBA and marketing from Georgia State University in Atlanta, Georgia. Also, I want to read that in early 2004, God called Caller Davis to establish a prayer ministry. After leading a prayer group for 2 years, God established the Prayer and Praise Ministry, which is now formally called Center of Prayer in Bedford, Georgia. Also, she just released a new book, and the title is Overcoming the Grief Pit Experience. Elder Davis is going to talk about her new release book, her journey through grief as well, and her passion center of prayer ministry. Because there's so much that we're going to hear from her, I'm not going to stay on. I'm going to bring her out. And I'm going to bring her on and let you hear all the goodness that God has done through her and doing through her, and also the new release book. Elder Davis, you're on the air. It's all yours.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I give all glory to God, my Heavenly Father. So good evening to all the listeners from coast to coast. I bring you greetings in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A few years ago, God gave me an assignment to write a book about my grief experience and recovery through the power of His love. I was very hesitant, not knowing how I would accomplish this task emotionally. But I am blessed to say that Overcoming the Grief Pit Experience was published and placed into circulation in June of 2018. About 28 years ago, my fiancé died suddenly of a massive heart attack. The journey of mourning was lengthy and painful. I wondered sometimes if I would ever recover. But thanks be to God and His awesome presence, His patience, and His love for me that I am spiritually and emotionally whole, and I am able to now tell my story. The book has 7 chapters of issues that most of us who lose loved ones that are truly special will encounter along our journey of recovery. Tonight, I want to focus on one topic, and that topic is called Tough Days. I'm going to start out with a few scriptures in the beginning of the chapter, John 16 and 13, which reads, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." And then if we look at Ecclesiastes 3, 1 and 4, we will hear these words, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance." And as we ponder on these scriptures, we understand that mourning, times of sadness, and trials are a part of our journey. So now I want to read to you a few passages from my chapter on tough days. Through trials occur, will continue to occur, even the tough days can be good days. We can consider these tough days as good days because we have an advocate who walks with us through each trial, and His name is Jesus the Christ. For the sake of this publication, allow me to discuss the tough days and how we can overcome them. Another passage reads, "As we travel through the journey of the loss of our loved ones, unrelated life circumstances can cause the pain to come flooding back unexpectedly. I did not attend a funeral for 5 years after the loss of my fiancé because funerals were painful reminders to me. I remember attending my father's funeral 8 years after my fiancé's death. It was difficult for me not to visualize my fiancé in that casket while attending the funeral. I also had to fight the same feeling of deep sorrow I experienced at my fiancé's funeral. I found that many of my tears at my father's funeral were also for my fiancé. It is normal to have days that are difficult. When those difficult days arise, it is important to have strategies that will prevent long-term devastation and subsequently an onset of depression. When tough days become weeks, months, and years, and you cannot stabilize your emotions, you can't go to work, can't care for yourself or others, then your situation has become dangerous. Many of us have tough days, but the tough days do not totally consume our everyday life. The next passage says, each of us will journey through grief differently, but it is important to recognize destructive behavior. When the morning comes and the sun shines brightly again, we do not want to have caused irreparable damage to our physical body. A key question that haunts all of us in the journey of mourning is this: how do I stop the pain? The destructive strategies to stop pain usually outweigh the wise choices. Most of the quick strategies to stop pain are usually destructive: alcohol, prescription drugs, immorality, toxic relationships, food, etc., are a few of the destructive alternatives to avoid. When the loss of a loved one is sudden, tragic, and unexpected, the need for self-control and discipline becomes even greater. At this time, it is critical to find healthy, non-destructive ways to stop the pain. And the final passage I want to share with you is this: the emotions experienced during the journey of mourning can change frequently and quickly, and many times they are difficult to control. Guilt is one emotion commonly experienced along this journey. We often look inward to determine what we could have done differently. We can also begin to experience the guilt of the actual grieving process. Though I chose to mourn the way I thought was best for me, I was aware that people had opinions of my behavior. I often wondered if God was angry with me for the grief path I chose. In the case of the loss of my fiancé, I wondered if it was wrong for two people to love so deeply. God is always first in my life, and I wondered if I had compromised my love for God. I also experienced other thoughts of guilt along the journey. I ultimately discovered that feelings of guilt only made me feel worse. I therefore chose not to continue on the path of guilt. The most productive action I believe any of us in deep grief can take is to sit at the feet of Jesus. When sitting at the feet of Jesus, we read our Bibles, listen to songs of praise and hope, read encouraging devotionals, and immerse ourselves in prayer and fellowship with other believers. Death is in the hand of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are some things on earth that will not be revealed to us until we see Jesus face to face. Therefore, all of our speculating, interpreting, and analyzing, along with the people who love us, may not be accurate at all. Sometimes it is comforting to analyze the situation and come to a conclusion that some people call closure. We can take some comfort in our analysis, but ultimately, the conclusion may be incorrect. As I stated earlier, I analyzed the loss of my fiance and came to conclusions that gave me comfort. 28 years later, I can honestly say, I don't know why he died. So tonight, I want to encourage you. Those are some of the passages from the chapter about the tough days. I want to share a few points with you that tough days are a reality of life. So it really doesn't matter if it's a loss of a loved one, if it's a sickness, whatever the situation is, tough days are going to occur. We're going to have times when it's just difficult. And when there's a loss of a loved one, there's so many factors that can bring on the sadness. It may be the day the person got sick. It can be a song that was special. It can be a movie that was shared together. It can just be a host of things that can make a day difficult. So we have to realize that we are going to have difficult days. So we need to be fair to ourselves about having a tough day. And I believe it is not so much in how many tough days we have, but how we handle our tough days. So one of the things that I really believe is important when we're having a tough day is to just go to God and talk to him transparently. The Lord understands our emotions. He said in his word that anything that concerns us, it also concerns him. And even though we may not have the solution from God that we would choose to have, he's still right there. He does not leave us. And Jesus also says that every emotion that you can experience down here on earth, I've already experienced it. I already know about it. So we can be fair to ourselves. We don't have to suppress the fact that I'm having a rough day. Because when we begin to suppress, then that brings on sickness and all other kinds of factors. So I think that we should allow ourselves and understand that we're going to have tough days. Ask God for help. For me, I can when I'm having a rough day, I can pick my Bible up and I can say, God, there's a lot of scriptures in this Bible. I know that there is something that you can lead me to that will make me feel better. And invariably, the Lord always, when I open that Bible, there's either a passage in the Bible or he'll direct me to a devotional that's on my shelf. I will pick up a book or somebody will call me, but he will send something. God does not alone. Here's another thing to keep in mind. We have to understand that this journey takes time. And even when we think that maybe it's over and I've forgotten about everything, I've moved on with my life, something can come up and you may still have a tough day. And that's okay. But the beauty is that we have moved on, we are going forward, and we're not just sitting in a stuck place. But it still takes time. It may take years. It's different for everyone. I still have thoughts periodically. It's been 28 years. So that's just part of life. Another thing to think about is God has people right down here on this earth that can be with us in times of sadness or times of mourning. I dedicated my book to my best friend, Denise, because I tell you from the moment that he died, she was right there with me. She talked with me. She sat with me. As long as I wanted to cry, she was right there with me. And even today, all these years later, if I call her and I say, you know, I'm thinking about what happened, I'm thinking about what life could have been or what we may have had if he not passed away, she's just there as a listener. She doesn't say, well, you know, you shouldn't be still talking about that. She doesn't do any of that. She just listened. She just, her heart is just tender and compassionate, you know, to how I'm feeling. And it's not always easy to find these people, because what I have found is the longer your journey is, the longer the time has been that the person has passed away, the more impatient people will become. And many times they don't really want to hear it anymore. They feel like, well, it's been however many years, you should be over it. I don't know why we have to talk about this anymore. So you have to be very careful of who you talk to, and you might be surprised who the people are that are compassionate. It may not be the people you expect to be compassionate. Some people are just more compassionate than others. So I just think that's very important to have people who are compassionate and who are willing to listen. I talk a lot about destructive behavior, and it is very important because sometimes we know people who are alcoholics and we wonder, well, how did they get? Well, just maybe they had something that happened in their life and they really didn't have people to talk to or really didn't have a way out. And so that became their way out. It's easy to do because when you're in pain, you just want to stop the pain. Prescription drugs. I know even in the beginning when I was going through my journey of mourning, my doctor wanted to give me a Valium to help me rest and to help me sleep. But I really didn't want to take anything. Not that Valium is bad or anything is bad, but I just knew that I had to figure out how to move forward. Because if I took something and stayed on it too long, then I would have to be concerned about becoming addicted. So I just tried to deal with a lot of natural things. So I used different type of teas and chamomile teas and different things like that because it is easy to become dependent. Before you know it, it can just sneak up on you so easily. You know, prescription drugs, even though they're prescribed, it still can sneak up on you very easily. So we just have to be very, very careful about that. And then toxic relationships. Oh, sometimes they're just people that are just not good for us. They just are not good for us. And when we are in a place where we feel vulnerable and we're not really clear, it is easy to form relationships with people who ultimately do not have good intentions for you. So I had some toxic relationships when I thought that I was better. Some people, you know, individuals came in my life and they just didn't come to mean me any good. They really didn't. And so that is a very, very, very important thing to watch out for is toxic relationships. And there are many other things that we have to deal with on the journey of mourning, but it's just important to continue to just seek God and continue to ask the Lord to help you through the tough days because those days are going to come. And for most people who lose loved ones, they're going to have some tough days. And nobody can say how long they're going to last or what the intensity of those tough days. So I just encourage you today to just continue to seek God when you're having a tough day because he truly will be there for you. Another beautiful thing about the book is after every chapter, I have prayers. I have prayers that each person reading the book can actually learn how to pray themselves. And not only that, I've included a QR code at the bottom of every chapter. So if you have a smartphone, you actually can listen to the prayers audibly because I have recorded all of the prayers. So that's just really a blessing because prayer does change things. So thank you so much. I hope that you did glean something from that about the tough days. And if you would like to order a copy of the book, it is called Overcoming the Grief Pit Experience. You can log on to my website, which is www.centerofprayeratl.com, www.centerofprayeratl.com. Click on the Morning to Morning book series, and I'm offering the book for a special price of $10. So God bless you all. I pray that your tough days will become fewer and fewer and that the beauty and the presence of God and the Holy Spirit would just keep his arms wrapped around you and that He will bring you to a place of wholeness and a place of joy, which is we find only in him. So God bless you all, and thank you for the opportunity, Mary.
Thank you so much, Elder Davis. As I was listening, there were so many things that I have not started reading your book. I'm getting a copy from Pastor Haynes. And by the way, that's how we met. Pastor Haynes is the is the director of the Care and Counseling Ministry at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, where our pastor, Dr. William E. Flippin Sr., is. And I met you there with there were several people from our ministry were there, and that's when I met you.
Yes.
And I will get a copy, because I want to get a copy if I read it before you finish the sessions here. And I'm going to announce
okay.
that you're going to, so, because I want to walk with you while you talk about it. but I want to mention a couple of things that you mentioned, and tough days. Those tough days are between the first 6 months to a year. Those are some tough days. I have had lots of testimonies and talk with widows that those days are the hardest, getting through them, through the first anniversary, the first holiday.
Yes.
The loss date, just so many. Those are tough days. And you also mentioned about guilt. Yes, guilt is also one of the evil things that gets in our minds and makes us feel guilty and start questioning God and so forth. So that's a great point as well that you mentioned. And one thing, because our time is almost up, the most important thing is seeking God. And I think when you seek God, God put people and resources in place to help you get this journey of grief. And just like you had a friend, your friend Denise, she was a listener. And that's, you needed someone to listen to you. You wanted to talk, and she was there to listen. So he puts those people in place to always be there. And that's his way of showing you that he will never leave you or forsake you. So all those things that you mentioned, that is, a lot of the widows are that are on the line. They can witness to a lot of the things and going through it. So they're encouraging to hear your testimony and your new book that you have put out. So I am very excited about the next session. Audience, she'll be on the air next Tuesday, the 17th again, and also the last Tuesday, the 31st. So please continue to tune in each Tuesday and listen to what she's going to share with us, encourage us with her book, and whenever you have time, $10, get that book, read it, and be encouraged by it. And like I said, I'm going to get it. I'm going to try to get it from Pastor Haynes by this weekend so I can start reading, be able to see what you're talking about and so forth, and I can walk along as you explain it. And if you only have one more minute, and I just want you to tune in next week the same time from 10 to 10:30 p.m. and continue to listen to Elder Davis and let's see what more she has about her book, because this is what we need to hear, and encouraging you and also her walk that she's walked through her journey of grief with her fiancé. We don't understand why. But sometimes God gives us answers. Sometimes he has his own time to give it to us. But tune in again next week at 10 to 10:30 p.m. Same number, same place, and listening to Elder David. Thank you so much for being on our show. And we're looking forward to next week. And good night, everyone.
All right.
And be blessed.
Good night. All right. Good night.
Where would I go without your hand holding?